Well, we will just jump in,
Okay.
and now that you're back on the line, one of the I did give a great introduction. I told everybody what you've been up to and what you're about, and I love the great message that you're going to be sharing with us tonight. So I thought we'd just get started by
Okay.
asking you what the biggest problem is that you see about women as they approach love.
Well, it's actually the same problem that men have, and that is that they get all of their advice, women generally speaking, get all of their advice and make all of their decisions about love relationships based on what other women think and say. So therefore, the biggest problem is that women see things, fail to see things clearly from the man's point of view. And, men, that's their problem too. They fail to see things from a woman's point of view. And I saw this guy, his name is Howard Lim. He's a brand marketing expert for Disney and Coca-Cola. And I was at his seminar, and he said that over 90% of all business failures come from not seeing things from the customer's point of view. So it's kind of the same way with a relationship. If you think of, for women, to think of the man as being the customer for love. Okay, so that's.
Okay.
And so there's a real reason for that, Lisa, and that is that most women have not been able to find someone who's friendly and honest and actually knows something about this, so they have a male perspective they can trust. So that's what I've been doing as the iVillage Ants Man for the last 6 years, and I'm sort of like the friendly voice of the other half.
And that's what I love about your messaging is because you really do expose in great and very important ways the male point of view, but it is very safe and comfortable and it's not combative and it's really a way to educate us women on how we can better communicate with men and better attract men.
Right, and it's through better understanding, and yeah, and that's where I help out. I've been really focused in that for several years.
Yeah. And what caused you to start, like, what was the impetus for you to start writing about relationships?
Well, it's funny you should ask because I had some woman come up to me and stare me right in the eyes and said, "You had someone break your heart." Well, well, that's true. A heartbreaking love affair that doesn't work out, it upsets your whole life. And so
Yeah.
you wanna seek to understand it and figure out the puzzle to it all. And so what I try to do is I had a my love affair was on a cruise ship because it was in the love boat era. So I tried to duplicate the experience. I went on 30 Club Med vacations.
Wow.
That's not it. I did over 30 cruises. And I did about a half dozen annual single ski trips to Sun Valley every year. So I did notice some patterns of behavior when it comes to romantic love. And so at the same time, I was doing Tony Robbins seminars. So I did the Firewalk seminar with Tony Robbins when he was 25, 26 years old. And he was
Wow.
teaching patterns of excellence, which is called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And one of the topics he talked about for several hours was love strategies. So I was thinking, maybe it was one of these love strategies. So I since you're in a Tony Robbins seminar, I had this goal of writing a book, and it was going to be called Instant Romance: How to Make Love Happen Fast.
Okay.
Or How to Catch Women. And it was about NLP and love relationships. So it was a combination of goal setting, Tony Robbins seminars, and this love affair that turned my life around that got me into writing about this.
Wow. So, and I love this, and this is really where I think the authenticity comes in when it starts with your own experience and is really born out of, and this is how my profession was created, you know, it was really born out of my need to understand my own relationship struggles and issues and questions, and in return, it became my passion profession because of the answers I started to get and then the training I got and working with other great coaches. So I agree that it's really important to surround yourself with people who can shine a light and create new information for you and kind of guide you. So I think this is all fantastic.